Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it's Monday here on the show. You know what that means? We got a lot to talk about from a busy weekend. We had Saturday night's main event. Talk about that. We had SmackDown. We had Collision. Tony Storm returned on Rampage. We got Raw tonight. And a bunch of big shows coming up as well. New Japan. We had the New Japan show yesterday, of which I've seen the top two matches so far. We can talk about that. And we got a lot of matches added to both the Tokyo Dome and Wrestle Dynasty. So we can talk about all of those different things. Plus, the latest news from today. We got an update on Cody Rhodes after they did a storyline injury with him on Saturday night's main event. We have a bunch of WWE stars getting roles in television shows upcoming, including Becky Lynch and Tony D. Yes. Got some notes on Mercedes, Monet, MJF, and Big Boom AJ. What's going on with Jade Cargill, a Luchasaurus update? Got some rating notes and just tons of stuff to talk about. So no shortage of news today. You can still contact us if you would like to. The phone number, 425-780-7566. This is for text messages. If you call this line, nothing happens. Don't waste your dime. So just text us here, 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com. F4WOnline Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. At Brian Alvarez on X and Blue Sky. Back in a moment with a lot of news. Wrestling Observer Live.
Smoothie bar, asking people if they'd switch smoothies with me for $574.
Oh, I'll switch.
So what about $574 if you switch your home insurance to Allstate?
That's a headache.
Nope, it's painless.
Oh, so it's easy money.
Yep, check Allstate first and you could save hundreds on quality home insurance today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Based on the national average annual savings for new home insurance customers surveyed in 2023 who switched to Allstate and reported savings. Savings vary.
I love spreading joy with gifts this time of year, but I try not to spread my budget too thin. Luckily, Kohl's has come through for me once again. I just went and used a 25% off coupon to score so many great gifts under $20, like cozy pajamas and fleece, amazing gift sets, and beauty must-haves. So if you're looking to give more for less this season, get to Kohl's. Select styles. Offers end December 24th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Again, the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Got a lot to get into today. It was a busy weekend. I hear Jim Valley had a big show about Tony Storm. Didn't he? Are you there, Mike?
Yeah, I'm just letting you twist in the wind. What do you got
coming up here? I'm not twist in the wind.
Hey, what do you have to say about that?
Hey, I love Jim Valley. Okay?
Okay.
We can disagree.
What did he say?
He's wrong. I didn't listen to it.
But what did he say that you're saying he's wrong?
Well,
about?
The basic argument was it doesn't matter if she returns on Rampage because her big return is going to be as Timeless Tony in Australia. Okay? That was his argument. Okay. You could still do all of that and not have a return on Rampage. Tony Storm returning on Rampage is ridiculous. There is no defense of it whatsoever. I mean, it's Rampage, dude. Nerds, like, no. Listen, even if you go with the storyline that she has amnesia or whatever, she announced on Collision, I am all elite, okay? She signed with the company in her brain. She's, like, starting over again. If, you know, she's introducing herself to people because it's her first night in the company or whatever. And so in your brain, the storyline is, well, she's brand new again, so of course she debuted on Rampage. Well, the big flaw in all of this is when Toni Storm originally debuted in AEW, she did not debut on Rampage. She debuted on Dynamite because they knew enough that if you've got someone like Toni Storm, she should debut on Dynamite, not Rampage. So even if you're going with that story of, you know, she's acting like she's here for the first time. Well, I remember when she was here for the first time and she didn't show up on Rampage because that would have been silly. That would have been completely ridiculous to get her and debut her on Rampage. There's exactly one person who has ever had their massive debut on Rampage, and it was CM Punk. They told you about it long in advance. They sold out the United Center, and like that was the one time that a massive person debuted. And how long did we know that he was going to be there? Months and months and months? Like, they didn't say it, but we all knew. They announced Tony Storm's Rampage debut on Wednesday, and it happened on Friday. Actually, it happened the same night because it was taped. But no, you can do everything that Jim Valley said. You can build up to the big return of Timeless Tony in Australia. That's all fine and good. She did not have to make her triumphant return on Rampage. Even if it would have been Collision, that would have been fine. It was Rampage. It was ridiculous. It was flat out ridiculous. So, anyway. Yeah, she doesn't know where she's at. She doesn't know what she's doing. Is she acting? Does she have amnesia? No one knows yet. I guess we'll find out.
Maybe they could use the vignette or an interview, a little short thing for her to say.
Anything.
Tony Storm, and I am going to debut on Rampage or something like that to indicate to people that maybe she's lost her mind again, because if she's got amnesia or something like that, maybe you ought to plant those seeds a little bit better, I guess. Although, yes, just like you, I would not have debuted her on Rampage because, again, it's Rampage. So, no big deal.
Like, who does like a gimmick in WWE?
A gimmick?
I mean, like, they've got, okay, how about this? Okay.
All right.
Let's say that you had Bray Wyatt, who also played The Fiend, okay? He's one of the biggest stars in the company. We're presuming he has not passed away. Let's say that you had Bray Wyatt, who also played The Fiend. You know, it was one of the most popular characters. Look at how much merch they sold. It's like a huge, huge deal, okay? Well, let's say that you had an angle where he took 4 months off or whatever, all right? And you were going to do a storyline where Bray Wyatt was going to return. But he's going to return as Bray Wyatt to build up to the return of The Fiend at WrestleMania. Okay? In what universe would Bray Wyatt, after 4 months off, return on main event? That would be so completely preposterous. Bray Wyatt would return on Raw or SmackDown, and they would build towards the return of The Fiend at WrestleMania. But they would not have him return on main event. That would be beyond silly. That would be preposterous. That's essentially what they did with Toni Storm here. Unless you think that Toni Storm is like no big deal. I actually think she's like a really big deal. If you think she's no big deal, then that's fine. But if you think she's a really big deal, she should not have returned on Rampage. That's horrifying. You know where Becky Lynch is going to return to?
Where?
Star Trek Starfleet Academy, which will air on Paramount Plus. She has landed a role in season one. Production began in August. Mary Wiseman will reprise her role as Sylvia Tilly.
Oh, her.
Remember her? Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
And a bunch of other people as well. So Becky is in the new season, the first ever season of Starfleet Academy. So apparently she'll be like learning to be, you know, someone who goes into space or something. I'm not much into Star Trek. Never watched it. Not my jam. And also, Tony D, speaking of acting, everyone's acting. Tony D has landed a role in season two of Wild Cards, according to Variety. He is going to play the role of Jaws, a giant killer shark. No, it's a person who is described as, quote, a commanding criminal mastermind.
With fronts in, apparently.
I think he might be able to play this role. Mm. It airs on, of all things, the CW.
Oh.
Yes.
Synergy.
Yes. So there's Synergy, exactly. It says D'Angelo is credited under his WWE name on the show, rather than his real name. Did you see the advertisement for this?
No.
I don't know if this is, like, official from the CW, or if, like, somebody just made it for, like, you know, because the news is out. But it's got, like, four of the other actors. And they've got, like, their, you know, their headshots. They're all made up. They're beautiful, black and white or whatever. And then right in the middle, there's Tony D. It's, like, straight off one of the graphics on NXT. He's wearing his you know, white, whatever they call it nowadays. It's politically correct. He's smiling like this. I'm like, oh, my God. You couldn't just get one
t-shirt?
Headshot. You couldn't get one headshot of Tony D because he's got this role. But
Joey
apparently
Areola?
Not.
No.
Yeah. Shawn Michaels talked about concern that Hollywood might steal D'Angelo away. On Busted Open, he said, I've got to be honest, things that worry me about Tony D is somebody from Hollywood giving him a call and losing him to play the next mob boss because he's done such a fantastic job. Well, here we go.
Good job, Shawn.
Yeah.
How you do it.
I think he'll still be able to work for NXT.
He might find Hollywood tough to maneuver as compared to the NXT experience. So, but very good.
Hey,
job
Javon
by
Evans
Shawn
would
Michaels.
Probably have a much easier time in Hollywood than NXT.
Oh, will you stop?
I can tell you that much.
Him and Wesley now with he's got his haircut.
Wesley'd be better off in Hollywood with that haircut.
I think they actually booked that feud just so you could like you could just be driven nuts in one segment of the show.
Yeah, people do that. We got the New Japan show. I forget what it was called. The one in Long Beach yesterday.
Strong Style Evolved. Yes.
Isn't that the next one?
I don't know how it evolved, but...
What do you mean you don't know how it evolved? A lot of stuff took place.
Did it evolve from the last show?
Where is my... I guess it was. Yeah, notes. I mean, we had Mercedes Moné and Hazuki in the main event, which was a freaking awesome match if you guys didn't see it.
No.
That match was great. And then Mercedes retains her titles and says she wants to work at the Tokyo Dome, dream of hers. And who should come out but Mina Shirakawa. And so, yes, at the... they call it the AEW show. There's like the New Japan Tokyo Dome, and then there's the AEW Tokyo Dome. But honestly, like, that Wrestle Dynasty, like in Japan, it's 100% advertised as a New Japan show. It is not New Japan X AEW. It's not New Japan. It's like totally New Japan presents Wrestle Dynasty. And it is going to be Mercedes Moné versus Mina Shirakawa. They had a dance-off afterwards. Which Mina won. Like, it wasn't even close. It's a good thing that wasn't for the title. And they will have a double title match. So I guess maybe all the belts are on the line. We'll have to figure this out. A lot of questions about how these belts are being divvied out on this show, I've noticed. Back in a moment to talk more Observer Live.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, 1/3 of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And 1/3 of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. We had a Saturday night's main event this weekend.
Yeah, we did.
I liked it.
Me too.
I wish they'd given Cody the actual Winged Eagle and not that cheap replica. God.
Here we go.
But it was still great. Did you see Kevin Owens? Like, he was like a wolf looking at the three little pigs when Cody came out with that belt. He was salivating. He couldn't take his eyes off it. It's like, oh my God, if I win.
What is it with you?
If I win, I get that belt.
What happened in your childhood?
No, actually, you know what, Mike? It's actually the question, what happened in your childhood?
No.
Because all I do
Ryan.
Is I get texts and messages going, what is Mike talking about? What is wrong with this guy? That's okay. The best belt there's ever been.
Okay.
Somehow you've decided everybody else is wrong.
No, I just, you forcing it and saying everybody else is wrong because it is.
No, they're all right. Everyone's agreeing with me.
And okay, I guess everybody else in the world is right. I will be wrong on this. But now you not only are happy that they're bringing back the belt, you have talked about for the last week here, not only did you want the belt to come back, but then you wanted to crush that belt. That's the thing you wanted most out of this show was Kevin Owens going off the air with pieces of that little belt just sprinkled all about Cody Rhodes' lifeless body.
They said one night only. So if you're going to say one night only, should have just destroyed it afterwards. He should have given him that package pile driver and smashed that belt with a hammer and just like done every diabolical thing you could do. You know the heat he would have got if he would have smashed that Winged Eagle with a sledgehammer in front of this crowd?
Now that you got all this heat with me over what you've been sent in, I'll just wait for my severance package and gladly take it.
So we had a Drew McIntyre-Sami Zayn match, which Drew McIntyre ended up winning. Lots of clean wins on this show till we got to
That's the main event.
Drew beat him clean. We had Liv Morgan and Io Sky, which Liv Morgan won clean. After Io tried to break her nose with a knee to the face, which I keep telling everybody is the most dangerous move in wrestling. Nobody listens. We had a Rhea Ripley cameo to make sure everybody saw her on NBC.
Why do we need running shoot knees? Maybe either people need to sell them better or work them better.
That's my point. People can't work them better, so we just got to get rid of them.
Definitely, not Kyle, but Roderick Strong.
I'm telling you, somebody go back and find out how many people have been legitimately injured by a knee strike in 2024. And you will find no other move in wrestling that has injured more people this year. None. That's the one.
When was the Styles Clash? Everybody having problems with that. Remember the year of the Styles Clash going back?
There was a year. But the Styles Clash, here's the thing with the Styles Clash. Like, the Styles Clash gets screwed up if the person taking it messes up. Like, it's not something where, like, if you're delivering it, there's a danger to it. But, like, every single knee strike appears to be somebody hitting somebody right in the frickin' jaw with their knee. That's bad.
Lay it in, sister.
No, don't lay it in. I give permission for Kenny Omega to keep doing the V-trigger, because I see how he does it, and it's always safe. But there's a lot of other knee strikes where it's just like, boom, not good. Gunther, Finn Balor, and Damian Priest. Here's my one takeaway from this match. This was also an excellent match, although very rushed. I know they wanted to get Damian Priest on NBC. They want to get these big stars out in front of the masses. But after watching this match, it was just like, he shouldn't have been in this match. He just ended up, you know, he wasn't a guy pinned, but, you know, he went in there, he lost. Gunther won clean. It would have been just as good, if not better, as a one-on-one match. And the three-way is pretty good, but... You know, I just didn't see the point of him being in there because he just got powerbombed on the steps and then Gunther killed the other guy. He beat them both.
If they had 20 minutes, it probably would have told a better story and made more sense. And I think maybe for next time around, if they're doing 2 hours, maybe only have four matches on there and extend out a little bit of time. You don't want to do too much considering that this is a broad audience. But with that said, I think if you in cases like that, you can tell a little bit of a better story with a little bit more time.
Chelsea beat Meechan to win the U.S. title. This was not very good. Not very good. But Chelsea won the title, so I'll move on. Cody Rhodes and Kevin Owens for the world title. Somebody here in the chat goes, it was only a matter of time before even WWE's crowd got bored of Cody's vanilla. No, no, that's not what happened. No. When you get bored of the guy's babyface act, that is what happens when, like, a guy is doing his normal act and you get bored and you start to turn on him. That is not what happened here. What they did was they had a referee bump. Kevin Owens gets a visual pinfall and has Cody beat clean for 7 straight seconds. And then they send another ref in and the ref counts and Cody kicks out. Well, yeah, of course people booed. Kevin Owens already is a guy where, like, people like him, okay? They like Kevin Owens, all right? So when you take Kevin Owens, who people already like, who, by the way, ever since he turned heel, like, look at his stuff that he's done with Michael Cole and his interviews and everything like that. I mean, he's a heel, but, like, he's so entertaining. So take a guy like that, give him a pinfall, a visual pinfall over the champion. Of course the fans are going to get upset. So I couldn't believe they did that. I thought that was a mistake.
I thought it was no, because he needs to have something else to complain about, how he's being screwed once again by everybody working against him. And that's always been part of his character, which is another reason I think people also identify with Kevin Owens, is because there is that Steve Austin quality about him, even if he is a bad guy and doing bad things, that he is the ultimate anti-authority figure in that company. It's him and Randy Orton. And that's why their match, when they finally get back together again, is going to be great, because people are going to love every dastardly thing that those two guys do to each other.
Well, here's why I said it's a mistake, because it's one thing if you would have done this with a whoever, Solo Sikoa, okay? Or if you'd done this with Drew McIntyre, or if you'd done this, like, anybody that the fans, like, see as a heel that they actually don't, they don't like him, but, like, they're clearly a heel. They'll boo him or whatever. This was a guy that the people are fixing to cheer. And so by doing this, you got Cody booed, and there's a very decent possibility that when they do their next match, like, Cody's going to get booed again. So unless you're okay with Cody turning heel down the line.
Oh, man. We're turning Cody into Bob Backlund now.
All the heels are going to get over on him. It's a mistake, dude. I'm telling you. Unless they don't care. If they don't care, that's fine. But, like, there's a reason that Kevin Owens attacked Cody off TV. Because if he would have attacked him on TV, that place would have gone nuts for the guy. So, like, they were smart enough to do that, but then they give him a visual pinfall over Cody? I don't think that was a good idea. So Cody wins, and then Kevin kills him off air. Package pile driver. And we got another one of those silly WWE injury explanations. You ready for this? Yeah. Not as bad as Jade Cargill. That's at least good. Earlier today, it was confirmed that Cody Rhodes suffered cervical swelling, was kept overnight at a local hospital for observation. While x-rays were negative for a fracture, Rhodes has been officially diagnosed with axial compression of the cervical spine, as well as a cervical strain with spasm.
He's got a bruise and a pinched nerve.
At least they won't be stripping of the title, because that'd be stupid.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So anyway, that's what happened. Jade Cargill, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what you read online, okay? Jade Cargill is injured, and it's serious. And I don't know when she's going to be back. And they did an angle on SmackDown. Like, I thought they were going to strip the titles or whatever. But instead, they did a storyline where Naomi offered to take Jade's spot. And Nick Aldis agreed. And they have to put the tag team titles on the line on Friday's show. And I will tell you this. I watched that. I was like, Naomi's guilty. She's the one that took out Jade. Which I don't know. I presume that now it's like, it was almost like it was too obvious. Like, it's going to turn out in the end that Bianca actually did it. Because it's either Bianca or Naomi. All right. It's one or the other. And there's a decent chance that, like, at this point they haven't decided yet. And they're just going to, like, see which way it goes. But definitely on SmackDown, when that segment was over, I was like, yep. Or actually, Yeti Pot Pie actually has a great idea here. Naomi and Bianca did it together.
Well, that's it. Yeah. So every, like, that's what tag teams in WWE do now, right? That's how people get attacked. Where Tommaso and Johnny Gargano, they were playing that each other was going to turn, and then they both turn at the same time. Look at what happened with the New Day. Go ahead and do it a third time. You like equality, you got to have two war games, you got to have two this, two that. There you go, two angles. One for the women, one for the men, the exact same thing.
My prediction is that Cody Rhodes and Kevin Owens, there's only three places I think this match, only three where I think this rematch will take place. They're either going to do it tonight, because they're taping the two Raw shows tonight, and it would be the happy ending before Christmas, which they do every year. Every year they have to have some match that's like, here's your happy ending before Christmas, some babyface gets a big win over a heel.
Alberto runs over Mick Foley in a car.
It's either going to take place tonight on the tapings for next week, or possibly the final Raw on the USA Network, which is live for the end of the year, or it will be on the Netflix debut. I don't think they're holding this off until Royal Rumble. And I think that, I don't know, man. I'm thinking maybe the last, Raw in USA. Because I think what happens is Cody wins, and then, you know, Randy's got to return. And I think the Royal Rumble is Randy and Cody. That's what I think. And I guess we shall see. But that's my prediction. One of these next 3 weeks is going to take place. I don't think they're holding it off till the Rumble. Back in a moment with more. Text us. We'll read some comments after the break. Observer Live.
Drink responsibly. B21.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
New deals on last-minute holiday finds just dropped at Lowe's. Save $600 on a Whirlpool fingerprint-resistant stainless steel side-by-side refrigerator. Plus, Milo's Rewards members save $50 on an Allen & Roth Brighton pull-down kitchen faucet. Your choice of finishes for $79. Lowe's knows deals. Offers valid 12/12 through 12/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Bunch of notes and we'll get going. First off, Filthy Tom is not on today due to travel. Did you guys watch his match? I was like, what in God's name was that guy wearing? And then, the best part of the match, he climbs up to the top rope for a spot and his partner goes through the ropes and accidentally knocks Tom off the top rope to the floor. I was dying. Poor other bloke has to sit there for 10 minutes while Tom gets back up to the top. I never did that to Tom. That was a much better partner than old Fred Rosser.
At least it wasn't through a door.
God. Also, you know that commercial we had about the guy whose dog gets stolen?
Yes.
Big fan of that commercial, I am. Well, my daughter, who's 8, made a short film. Her dog got kidnapped.
From the garage?
I posted it at Brian Alvarez on X for my Twitch subscribers. Go up there and check it out. It's got a much happier ending than that commercial. I can tell you that much.
Well, now you may be pulling an AEW here. You may need to yell at yourself about not putting together a little bit of a highlight package, maybe some audio from that commercial.
No. Well,
so the people that don't listen over Sports Byline will know what the hell you're talking about.
No, they listen to the commercial every day. The whole film's only a minute long, so...
Video people still have no idea what the hell's going on.
Check it out. Boy, this Bischoff. Apparently he's mad at me, called me an elf. You hear that one?
No.
And then someone did an AI Photoshop of me as what's his face, an elf?
I need to
do this remake. You know how stupid Eric Bischoff is? I mean, I don't mean this in like a mean way, but he's so stupid that even Vince Russo was on my side. Yeah. That's saying something.
Why did he call you an elf? What is this for?
He was mad that, you know, he thinks that Dave is being paid by AEW because he's an idiot. And then we're like, dude, the guy's working for NXT. And then he's like, I'm not on the payroll. I'm not getting blah, blah. It's like, you're on the show. You're working for free, Eric? You're working for free. Okay. Well, that's nice that you're working for free.
Maybe the guy.
I mean, you can't afford it, but it's nice that you're doing it.
That's, you know.
Anyway. And by the way, one last thing. If you go to f4wonline.com/Christmas, have I got a Christmas gift for all of your good friends? You can buy them 1 year of F4WOnline.com for just $119. So that's a big discount off the annual price, $119.99. And you can send it to them today. You have to be a subscriber, and then you send it to somebody else. $119.99 if you want a gift that keeps on giving. They will think of your gift every last single day, multiple times per day, as they are downloading one show after another. 84 shows a month. You can get that for a friend for $119.99 for a year. Just go to f4wonline.com/Christmas and grab your Christmas gift for a good friend. Yeah.
If you have any leftover, get a cameo, right?
Oh, yeah, I do cameos, too, Christmas cameos. Those are like money in the bank, let me tell you. Let me tell you. All right, a couple of notes here. Brandon says, sorry, Mike, got to side with Brian. Winged Eagle. Spurs says, unblock Lenny so we can hear the defense of Tony Storm on Rampage. No, thank you. No, that's not going to happen. Where's Lenny's podcast?
I don't know.
Cody worked injury. Sounds like he should retire. Not even close. Not even close.
A bone bruise?
Or he's got a spasm in his neck. I have those every Thursday. I mean, he's all right. He's all right. We had Continental Classic this weekend. We had some Continental Classic matches. And, man, that Mark Briscoe match.
It's great.
Mark Briscoe and Kyle Fletcher.
Mark Briscoe's great.
I think this match was better than that Mercedes Suzuki match, but I'm not sure, man. I mean, The Mercedes Hazuki match had way better heat at the end. I mean, that place was going haywire at the end of that match. And it was a little building, too. But this match, I mean, these guys are both absolutely incredible. Underrated somehow. They're not pushed nearly to the degree of which they are great. But Mark Briscoe won. He beat him. And now Kyle Fletcher he needs to win again to clinch his spot in the finals.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what they do at the end there. Mark Briscoe's got one match left against the Beast Mortos, which I believe would give him a victory. I think he's going to win that match. Then he'd have nine and actually still be kind of in the hunt here. So I would love to see them use this as a springboard for Mark Briscoe. They should have done this last year, honestly, with how people get behind him. He doesn't have to be the world champion, but they could have put him in a lot better positions and let him carry the ball because he's somebody that it's real easy for people to get into. So that was just another great example of it, and we'll see if he plays a role in anything at the end here with Okada and Fletcher.
And we had Okada and Beast Mortos, which was also a great match. Here's a secret to Okada nowadays. You got to disregard that he is an all-time legend and make him work. If you do that, you're going to get a really good match out of Okada. If you go in there and you're just like, whatever you want to do, what do you want to do? What do you want to do? What do you want to do? Okay. He's just going to go through the motions. And Beast Mortos is a luchador. You understand what I'm saying? You don't.
Yeah.
Think about your Ultimo Guerreros, okay? Ultimo Guerrero is an all-time legend. He's a Hall of Famer, okay? Man, that guy gets in the ring and he just gives it his all. He's in his 50s. He never goes halfway. He's just out there and, like, that's what Beast Mortos. You're Okada? I don't care. We're going to do some crazy stuff, brother. And they did it. And it was great. And Okada won that one. So
Okada's timing was on throughout the whole thing, too, as far as the double fingers to the eyes and all that sort of stuff. You know, everything that was his best performance, but that was as good as you can ask for out of what Okada is right now.
And I will put over Top Flight, Action Andretti, and Leo Rush, because this storyline is lame. Like, it's just
somebody gets to crash into Layla Gray, though, so, you know, hey.
And when the match started, like, this was a good crowd. When this match began, these fans were absolutely positively silent. They did not care about this match at all. It was a crypt that these guys were wrestling in. And to their credit, they went to commercial, and they came back, and Dante Martin made this comeback. And, like, they got the fans into the match. And they got the fans super into the finish. And then when Layla accidentally gets wiped out and Top Flight goes to make sure she's okay and Action Andretti go out to check, but then they look at each other and they shrug and they start beating up Top Flight. These fans were angry. And this ended up being like, they made this work. So I got to give them credit for that because nobody cared when this started and they cared a lot when it was done. So that's the mark of like a real good match.
Are we ever going to see you in an angry pufferfish jacket like Leo?
It's not pufferfish, dude. It's Shadow the Hedgehog. It's a Shadow the Hedgehog inflatable costume that Action Andretti and Leo Rush are wearing. I don't know why. I can't explain it, but that's what it is.
What's Shadow the Hedgehog?
He's the evil all-black hedgehog from Sonic the Hedgehog.
Okay.
Yes. Yes. So there you go. I also had SmackDown, and as noted, we had the angle where Naomi, man, slid her way into that tag team right there. Man, clever. So I got to say, like, I'm interested to see where it's going. I want to know what's happening here. So I liked that. And then we had, sometimes, like, that Mercedes match. That Mercedes match on the New Japan show.
Hazuki.
I mean, honestly, like, aside from Kyle Fletcher and Mark Briscoe, that was, like, the best match of the weekend. Like, and if you look at you know, NXT, they often will main event with the women. Like, they main event with the women more often than not. The women's Iron Survivor Challenge was exactly as good as the men's Iron Survivor Challenge. Like, there's a lot of really, really good women's wrestling, but not on this show. This Meech and Tiffany Stratton match was not good. And Tiffany was, I mean this with all due respect, she was terrible in this match. Like, it's not even so much missing spots, but, like, you could see that she just kept freezing. Like, they would do a spot where, like, you know, somebody's supposed to go in the corner and go, and she went up and over or whatever, and then she just stood there. And you could hear Meechan, like, ah! Yell in the spot, and then Tiffany, like, wakes up and does a spot. And then, like, they get all the way to the end, and the finish is Tiffany is supposed to miss her moonsault. She freaking crushes Meechan. She lands right on her. But since it was supposed to be, like, a miss, Meechan just jumps up and they hit their finish and they go to the finish and it's over. I was like, oh, my God.
She's got
that was not good.
She's somebody that misses house shows. And I wish
she needs to do way more house shows.
I wish they'd send her back to NXT every once in a while. They did a couple of house shows over the weekend for NXT. Send her down just to get some time. In NXT, she got to a certain point and leveled off. And then she was on the main roster, and she just hasn't been working enough. Her character is what it is. She's fine. That's perfect. But that's going to be a problem when she's in there with Bianca or when Charlotte comes back or really any number of women that are on the top tier of that roster. Rhea Ripley, even Liv Morgan, Io, any of those women right now. You know, it's no guarantee that she's going to be able to step in and be, you know, it's going to be a great match, even though athletically and as far as the personality goes, you know, she's exactly what you want.
Then we had Chelsea and Bayley, and this was not good. It was like two in a row. And Chelsea ended up winning that match with the unprettier after, I think there was some interference by Piper Niven. But yeah, this was not good either. So it was two very rough matches. And then the finals weren't very good either. So the women's U.S. title is not off to a hot start. Hopefully it can turn around from this point forward.
That could be a vacuum cleaner. That could
I think it's a bunch of those drones.
Is that what they made their way?
Hey, I'll give you a plug. After Dark Radio, this past Thursday night, Friday morning, first 20 minutes of the show, I talk about these drones and all these news stories about these drones. I'm going to do an update on After Dark this coming Thursday. We actually have a big guest. But you know what I think this is?
A blender? What?
I'll give you all a teaser.
What?
This is like when people report these phantom clowns. These clowns in vans that are allegedly abducting children. It happens every now and then. There will be like these flaps of everyone sees these phantom clowns. There's like all these reports of phantom clowns. It turns out it's like just like mass hysteria. There are zero clowns. But, you know, once someone reports a clown, then like someone else reports a clown. These drones, I'll bet you anything. This drone thing is going to like, this is the peak. And in like 3 weeks, there are going to be no drones. It's going to be done. It's going to be everybody. Yeah, they are airplanes. I bet you anything. Obviously, there are going to be a few drones because there are drones everywhere nowadays. But like 95% of these mystery drones are like airplanes. Okay. And I know this because like I'm on a group and like a bunch of people have been taking as many reports as they can find. And they've been like checking it with like the flight tracker apps. And it's like one after another. Nope, that one was an airplane. They thought it was a drone, but it was a FedEx plane. Nope, that one right there. They're all planes, dude. It's mass hysteria. I'll bet you anything. That's what you're missing if you're not listening to After Dark, which debuts here on Sports Byline USA January 8th at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
This vacation offer is so good, I'm going to repeat it. If you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, even up to the 80s, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico for 6 days. All meals included for only $2.99. Again, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. All meals, all drinks, $2.99. We'll even give you a free cruise or land package if you're one of the first 50 people to call right now. Again, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico for only $2.99. Be one of the first 50 people to book right now in our luxurious all-inclusive resort. If you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, even up to the 80s, you deserve a great vacation. So take it right now. Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. Call now and get a free cruiser land package on top of your trip.
800-296-1437. 800-296-1437. 800-296-1437. That's 800-296-1437.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live.
Don't banter back and forth with these people. You need them as listeners. If they believe that, you know, UFOs the size of minivans are heading and over Bedminster and over all of New York City, and they're planning on an invasion. Let them.
But no, here's the thing:
it's going to make your listenership
rise. Right now, it's New Jersey.
Yes.
Like what? Let's not move south, north, east, west. Let's just cover New Jersey with these 3,000 mystery alien. Bro, it's mass hysteria in the area. That's what it is. Man drones, according to our beloved government. Actually, that's not what the government is saying. The government's saying now, and they weren't before, but now they are. It's like, most people are mistaken conventional aircraft. That's what's happening.
Could it just be that this is a lot like the 50s when the UFO boom really started, where, oh, I don't know, maybe it's, they're testing out things, and if they're around Bedminster and around apparently a base there, that like that's just what it is, and then people piled onto it. I don't know. I'm just not freaked out about, like, you know, the swarm of drones now coming in to take us out or anything like that. If I lived there,
I would be
freaked out. I would be pissed off. Anywhere else? Come on.
This person says,
Brian, else to worry about?
Speaking of clowns, would you ever cover the 2016 clown hysteria that happened? It coincided with the first It movie.
Ooh.
Bro, there have been dozens of those over the years. And yes, I'm trying to get Lauren Coleman on because he's an expert in phantom clowns. It's going to happen one of these days. January 8th on Sports Byline, After Dark Radio, everybody. It's going to be live. We're going to have some fun. For now, listen to it at WrestlingObserver.com, the podcast. Had a real good one this week talking Dog Man. Oh, yeah. Anyway, thanks for listening, everybody. We'll talk to you next time. Wrestling Observer Live.